Well, Liam, not exactly vintage Chesterfield, but the 3 points are the most important thing, I guess.
Vintage as in.
Well, as in sort of attacking flair that Chesterfield have had in previous weeks, even. Today was a bit more resilient, I felt.
Yes, I'd agree with you on a little note there. I think it's been tough for us at times. People come to the park, get everybody behind the ball. We try and win games. We're trying to play open, expansive football. The manager kind of wants that. Throughout the staff and the team. We do try and do that. So it is difficult at times that when people do come behind the ball, that we've got to be more productive and move the ball a little bit quicker, give a lot of width in the team. I thought the messages through the week from the manager kind of got answered today on the pitch with the lads. We've had a couple of results. Every point of the season's massive. I think the league positions are relevant because you're playing for people who are fighting for their lives. We're trying to gain something special. We're in amongst it. So hopefully by the end of May, we'll be where we want to be.
And it shows that you've kind of found a way to get around the sort of five-man midfield opposition that other sides are having.
Yes, correct, correct. And it's not the first time. It's happened a number of times this season. And we say to the lads, you've got to take great compliments for that. Teams are coming and actually, leaving their game plan at home. What they haven't played for 99% of the season and kind of trying to pick the wits against this one game against you. So we're learning. As staff, as players, all the time. And today it's paid off. We've come out comfortable winners in the end.
And obviously getting the first goal is vital, isn't it, really?
Of course it is, yeah, especially when teams set up like that, to get the first goal, because then obviously they've got to come out and try and get some, win the game, which leaves gaps and leaves bigger spaces, which we like to exploit. We've got players on the pitch who like to score goals and who like to go forward and express herself. So, scoring early is, quite important for us.
There was a determination about the side today. Have you been working on anything in training at all?
Yeah, I mean the manager and myself work constantly, on different things, especially when we've come up across, this setup a few times. And the lads, they've been every all credit's got to go to the lads. They've been fantastic all year. They really buy into what we're doing. The work rate, as you see on a weekly, daily basis, they've been a pleasure to work with. So, the longer that can continue, the better.
Were you any worried at 2-0 at all?
I'm always worried until he blows his whistle. From the first whistle to the last, you kick every ball. You just want, you want to get there. You want where you want to be. Because the manager, myself, and the staff, the players, they work tirelessly hard. The chairman, the chief, through the club this year, they've all kind of come together and pulled together. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we can carry on, taking great strides.
And any arguments with the referees' decisions at all today? Obviously they were down to 10 men, 9 men, or whatever.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? Being a ref, it's a tough job. I certainly wouldn't do it. Off my naked eye, I'd say the correct decisions. Obviously the two lads get sent off, and then Johnny Mullins, pulls up with an injury when they've made all the subs. So, from Mickey's point of view in Oxford, what did go wrong could go wrong today. It's nice, obviously, not to be on that receiving end, but I'm sure they'll dust themselves off. They're really good staff, really really good team. Good squad of players, they'll bounce back quick, Oxford. They're a strong outfit.
And any questions about the penalty at all? It seemed clear cut, didn't it, really?
Again, from the naked eye, it did. Evo said at half time it did. We could have potentially got another one after half time as well. But as the game panned out, I thought we grew in it. We kept the ball better, and the movement off the ball was good. Because it is hard, people come in and think it's a gimme, but Oxford are a good team. You've got to really work hard to get your spaces and create chances, which I thought we did today.
And it gave you a chance to put young Mason on for the final 20 minutes or so, didn't it?
Correct. And as you see, the manager's trying to bring good players to the club. Daniel Kearns and Mason Bennett, the latest two. We've got a good squad in there, so to get in that squad, you've got to be a good player. And them two have added to that because they are good players, so we expect a lot of minutes and a lot of good things out of the pair of them.
These big games just keep on rolling, don't they? Plymouth on a Tuesday night, long way to go, isn't it?
It is, and it is tough for the lads, the recovery and everything else, and the maintenance, it's really hard for obviously myself, the staff and the players, because it is tough. But saying that, we've got a lot of games because we're doing well. We're in a great final for the fans and the chairman, the chief exec, and obviously we're still up the top of the league to be shot at. So again, longer may that continue.
And final word really on the two injured players out at the moment, Drew Talbot and Dan Gardner. How close are they at all?
They're getting assessed every day. The medical team, they're working really hard. Obviously with Wembley coming up, they'll be patching themselves together and trying to get on the bus for that. But them two lads are really, really solid, honest pros. So hopefully they'll be back sooner rather than later.
And the good thing about Dan Gardner's injury, obviously, was it's less than it was feared, wasn't it?
Yes, correct. Correct. Obviously, we suspected broken leg fracture and everything else. He's had a couple of surgeons, people looking at him, and it's just ligament damage. So hopefully, daily he can improve. So it's about how Daniel, Dan heals, and we'll get him back sooner rather than later.